in the lunchtime edition. About 24 people injured, 9 seriously, as 2 minibuses collide in St. James. Private contractors on a government housing project complain the workers are not being paid. Barbados and Scotland looking to increase trade and investment between the two states. Local attractions seeing increased business as cruise ship visitors return and the winter season commences. And 62 people killed, hundreds injured in an earthquake in Indonesia. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The Lunchtime Edition is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life Plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online.
Three people have been injured when 2 minibuses collided at Prospect, St. James, about 6:23 this morning. Police Public Relations Officer Inspector Rodney Innes told reporters at the scene that 9 people were seriously injured, including the driver of one of the minibuses.
A total of 23 persons were reported injured with various injuries that came to the information of the police officers during our investigations, and that immediately triggered a mass casualty protocol, which would involve the police, the fire, ambulance, the Barbados Defense Force, a response from all those personnel. There were 23 persons in total who reported injuries, 9 of which were taken to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by ambulance. Of the 9 taken there, one was the driver of one of the minibuses who was reported the most serious of the injuries. He has leg injuries. He was seen by the medical personnel here and he went off by QEH. And there are 2 other persons reported to have serious injuries as well. So they are part of the 9 that went to the QEH.
He disclosed that several other people were taken to a polyclinic and others left to seek medical treatment on their own.
10 other persons were taken to the Bradford Tate Polyclinic. They were pulled together and sent via transport board bus to seek medical attention there. And 4 other persons left the scene, indicating that they will seek their own private medical attention. The response from the emergency personnel, for the police personnel, police perspective, we had 15 persons, most of them from the Northern Division, Holtown. We had 2 fire tenders and 9 persons from the fire service. From the Barbados Defense Force, we had 30 personnel. Ambulances, 5 were from the QEH and 2 were from the Barbados Defense Force.
Police PRO Inspector Rodney Innes. Video from a security camera captured the moment when the 2 vehicles collided as one skidded on a wet road and slid into the path of the other as they traveled in opposite directions on a wet road. The homeowner, whose security camera recorded the crash, said she was asleep when the accident occurred and was awakened by the sound of the crash.
Well, we're glad that our cameras are able to help, but we have put up these cameras initially for our safety, because since we move up here, we have been robbed on several occasions, so that's why we put in the cameras. But seeing that they were able to assist, if they are able to assist the police or anybody, we are glad that they can do that.
A homeowner at Prospect St. James. The founder of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society, Michael Harris Jr., complains that workers at the Hope Lancaster project are not being paid in a timely manner. He told reporters this morning that government owes the cooperative around $100,000. He said over the past weeks, he and other contractors have been forced to pay 100 workers from their own money.
I appear to represent the concerns of the artisans and the contractors at all on the behalf of the cooperative and find out there was being ill-treated by Hope. Work being done and payment not being given. We sign a contract, suppose we pay it on Friday, you're going into the third week without pay. Wells being dug, 20 feet down, can't get pay. Poor people fed up. Poor people want justice, fairness, equity and justice.
He's calling on the authorities to address this situation urgently. This is The Latest.
The Lunchtime Edition brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Can we talk about life? Your young children, your babies, your heartbeats, they're counting on you to keep them safe and prepare them for the years ahead. ICBL can help you to create a path for their future success. It's the best gift you can give them. Talk to us about our life products that include whole life and universal life products with opportunities to generate funds for future education and fulfill other dreams. Go on and give your kids the head start that they need for the road ahead. Visit ICBL.com today and talk to us about life. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Barbados and Scotland are seeking to strengthen trade and investment ties. This is the main focus of the Scottish-UK Trade Mission, which is currently here. Delivering opening remarks at the Trade and Investment Forum at the Hilton Hotel, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, urged efforts to build on the links already established.
I would urge that we be able to take stock of that which we have been able to achieve thus far. But I think what we must now be able to do is to drill down more deeply and understand where are the areas of preference that is being expressed from the Scottish side. I think that we need to be able to identify and demarcate where are the areas of interest and success. And then secondly, we have to be able to facilitate the further development and to build the linkages between what we know to be the needs that the country has and the business interests that might be existing on the Scottish side.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. St. Nicholas Abbey is among local tourist attractions seeing increased business as cruise ship visitors return and the winter season commences after a two-year slowdown. Director of St. Nicholas Abbey, Larry Warren, gave Starcom Network News an update.
We've started to see an improvement generally in arrivals, not only in the cruise industry, but just generally in arrivals. And from a cruise ship perspective, we're now starting to see a return to pre-COVID where we're getting, for instance, last week we had one entire train that was booked out completely, and that was for the house and train.
Director of St. Nicholas Abbey, Larry Warren, banking officials in the Eastern Caribbean warn citizens to be careful about investing in cryptocurrency. The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank urges potential investors to exercise due diligence and to be mindful of the high level of risk crypto assets present. The ECCB, which serves as central bank for Antigua, Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, St. Kitts, Nevis, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, said it's aware of the recent collapse of the Bahamas-headquartered FTX, which was reported to be a significant player in the crypto space. In Jamaica, a five-year-old boy shot and killed yesterday as his family attended a funeral service in the parish of St. James, pushing the murder toll in that country so far this year to 1,363. And an earthquake on the main Indonesian island of Java has killed at least 62 people and injured hundreds. Our top stories. About two dozen people injured, 23 in total to be exact. Nine of those seriously injured, including the driver of one of two minibuses that collided on a wet road in St. James Prospect. St. James this morning, they were headed in opposite directions about 6:23 a.m. Private contractors on the government housing project at Lancaster, St. James, complained the workers not being paid in a timely manner. Scotland and Barbados looking to increase trade and investment ties between the two states. A Scotland trade mission currently in Barbados. Local attractions see an increased business as cruise ship visitors return and the winter season commences. Murder figures continue to soar in Jamaica, a child among the latest killed, and 62 people killed in an earthquake in Indonesia. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.